Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Playmaker. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, Phil Jones's tale of remarkable resilience.
I wanted Harry Maguire to get dropped. I did not say I want Harry Maguire to get dropped for Phil Jones. For me, that's like having a bucket with a hole in it and replacing it with a sieve.
Phil Jones told a story to the Times newspaper last year. He was walking along a road with his three-year-old daughter, who was pushing a pram with her little sister in it. A man came up to Jones and said, "Hey Phil, you're sh-." It was, as you can imagine, quite shocking. A real-life manifestation of the sort of abuse he'd received online for years. For a while now, the Manchester United defender has been the subject of abuse, either because of his performances or down to the faces he pulls, captured by cameras during matches. Last year, he told the United podcast about how it's affected him in the past.
I mean, I've stepped away from social media a long time ago, but it's difficult because all your friends read it, your family read it, and they're, you know, they support you. They want the best for you. They don't want to see their mate, their husband, their dad getting slaughtered all over the papers or all over the media. So it's tough because, you know, mentally I was going through a tough time.
But there hasn't been criticism of him in recent years because he hasn't been playing. He's been injured with severe meniscal damage to his right knee. He had surgery to repair it. It's the part of the knee that acts as a shock absorber around the bones. But the surgeon couldn't fix it, so he removed it completely, meaning Jones just had bone hitting bone inside the joint. It's a problem he's had throughout his career, but the latest iteration of his knee injury had seen him out of action since January 2020. He described his recuperation, which included additional surgeries and rehab, as the lowest I've ever been as a human. He would come home from training in tears. But then, on Monday, 707 days after his last appearance, and much to the surprise of, well, everyone, he was named in Manchester United's starting 11 in their Premier League match against Wolves. And while United lost, his performance won him plaudits from his teammates. Here's his fellow defender, Luke Shaw.
You know, it was tough, but one thing I will say is Phil Jones should be proud of himself. I think, you know, he's been criticised for a number of years, constantly, you know. People always getting at him, but he stuck by it. He's so professional, trained so hard, and he got his chance tonight. And I think, you know, he was phenomenal. And I think
it can be easy to forget that Jones was a player once heralded as the future of English football. Sir Alex Ferguson said in 2013 that Jones had the ability to be United's best ever player. He was compared to Duncan Edwards by Sir Bobby Charlton. He's won the Premier League, the FA Cup, the Europa League, and played 27 times for England. He should be, in theory, anything but a laughingstock. But Jones has joked that despite being the club's longest-serving player, he would turn down a testimonial match at United if he was offered one. "Apart from my mum and dad, who else would turn up?" he said in 2020. A first appearance in 2 years is a start, and by no means the end of this particular narrative arc. Resilience is a trait that isn't talked about much as a dividing line between elite athletes and the rest of us. It's usually the athleticism, the practice, the lucky breaks. But it should be. Phil Jones's story is one of immense strength. And, for once in football, the sentiment was shared by fans. As he left the pitch on Monday night, United fans chanted his name, with tears streaming down his face. This time, there were tears of joy. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd love for you to leave us a rating wherever you listen to your podcasts. It really helps get the word out there. Today's story was written by me, Andrew Butler, and produced by Claudia Williams.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.